You know, we could not ask for a more fabulous day at the Seaplane Base. Saturday, every year on the fly, is at the Seaplane Base, and it's magical. The weather is perfect. There's a light breeze, which you don't want much more than that because then the sea conditions are not good. So it could not be more spectacular. Shane Albers is the chairman of the Seaplane Base. He's joining me. Hey.
Hey, Jaymon G, welcome back for another year.
Yeah, it's wonderful. So what? Let's just review a little bit about seaplane stuff for this year.
Absolutely. So amphibious aircraft over at the main field, we're at 69 planes over there. We have 64 that have come here to the Seaplane Base and registered. We're a little bit lighter on our numbers this year, mainly because our Canadian friends haven't been able to get down here.
Smoke
and weather, yeah. So, but overall, we've had a super successful year down here.
Yeah. Well, anything special? You know, some years we come out here and there's some super cool special things. Anything this year that comes to mind that just might have been unusual?
Yeah, you know, so this year, which is, it's always fun to get the big iron down here. So there's been this albatross that has been flying in over from the main field, and they've been a riot. They've been a lot of fun. So they land out here in Willow Bay, they anchor out, and they jump off their wing to go swimming.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a good time. It's always fun to see them. Been doing a lot of touch and goes and just flying for the crowds down here.
Oh, that's neat. Well, you know, there's nothing better than seaplanes at a seaplane base. So
that's you know, right, exactly.
And that's a big one. I did it a few years ago.
Correct, yes.
But, yeah, it's fantastic. So on the other side of the spectrum then, anything small, unique, cool, different?
You know, this year it's been pretty, you know, we had a teal that actually came out of Canada. So that's a flying boat. So we have a couple different variations of seaplanes. We have our your typical Cessna, which has the floats underneath it. And then you have a flying boat, which is actually, if you can imagine, it's a boat with wings on the side of it. So I've never seen one of those here at the Seaplane Base. So that was a really unique one this year that we've had.
Oh, that's cool. Do you know where they came from?
Just out of Canada. That's
Canada,
all I know. Yeah, absolutely.
And they must have maneuvered around the smoke and the weather to get here. So taxiing in right now at the seaplane, that's one cool thing about the seaplane base is, you know, people are coming and going, and that's what makes it really so different from being over on main grounds is, you can watch people land over there. But here's a guy, he landed out here, and then he water taxis into the lagoon.
Correct.
And then pulls up right to the dock. And let's talk about, give the listeners an idea of how this process works. So you have a point controller, correct, that kind of controls entry and exit from the actual lagoon.
Sure.
But they don't really, once they're outside the lagoon, they're on their own, right?
That's correct. So our advisory point out there, you know, they will give tips to the pilots as they're coming in, just to, you know, let them know, you know, where we are. Generally, a pilot will call in here. And we just get them kind of the directions to where we are, right? Once they're on the water, that's the point where the point really plays that critical role. What they do is they make sure that we don't have any water conflict anywhere. So they will clear an airplane in through our cut. It's about a 100-foot opening from Willow Bay into our lagoon here. Then they get a dock assignment where our dock volunteers give a full concierge service, get them tied up, offloaded. Welcome to the Oshkosh Seaplane Base, this really magical, wonderful place here that we have on Lake Winnebago. And then we have a tow team, a boat team, that takes that aircraft out to our mooring field.
So they'll unload all their camping gear or whatever gear they need, and then it's towed away and somewhat inaccessible. I mean, it's not like it sits here at the dock the whole time.
Correct.
So they'll unload it, and you have helpers and carts and all kinds of things. They get put out on a rope, right? You
Correct.
Have a network out here
we
of buoys.
Do. Yes, yeah, we have 54 buoy spots out there. We have the availability to put another 20 to 25 in if we were to need them, which we have in years past. So it's an anchoring system that's down on the lagoon. It's a very shallow lagoon, about 2 to 3 feet on average in most spots in the mooring field. So very shallow, hooked to a stainless steel cable and then to our bridling system that actually wraps around on the propeller so the aircraft can weather vane in a 360 out in the mooring field. Super safe system, safe for the aircraft.
Well, and there's plenty of room, so you know, you can do that. And I mean, obviously, if you're going to let an airplane do that, you need a big space.
That's correct. You know? Yeah, absolutely.
So that is one neat thing about this place, is the way that it operates is just so different from anything else. You guys have activities out here too that are a little different, unusual from the main grounds. Why don't we talk about some of the festivities you have out here?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have our Watermelon Social, which actually we hosted last night. We had 700 plus people here last night for our Watermelon Social. We host it every year on Friday, and it's a traditional Wisconsin pork roast, and it's sponsored by our Seablane-based sponsor, Whip Air, and you get a souvenir mug for it. So next year, for all our listeners out there, please, 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 come on down to the Seablane base. We got some tickets. You know, you come out for the Watermelon Social, enjoy camaraderie among, you know, like-minded Seablane pilots and folks.
Yeah, that's great. Well, and like you said, there aren't 700 people staying at the Seablane base. So it's obviously a popular activity. And I know tickets sell out pretty early for that. And then you have other you have vendors here as well that are more Seablane oriented.
Correct.
As well as the Seablane Pilots Association. I know they're in they have a booth in the building on grounds, but then they also have their booth here.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a best spot to highlight Seablane flying, and obviously our vendors that are here too. They're all of them are Seablane orientated.
So if somebody was interested in Seablanes in general, but they know nothing about it, are there some resources out here that you have for people who just aren't familiar and want to just get immersed quickly into what the Seablane world is like?
So yes, and there's multiple different ways they could go about it. So obviously you could talk to the vendors, but then the Seablane pilots are probably some of the best resources you could have. And pilots in general, you know, want to continue on with general aviation, but Seablane pilots specifically love to be able to talk about Seablane flying, what it's all entailed. In fact, there's a pilot that I know who refers to Seablane flying as flip-flop flyers.
Flip-flop flyers. Well, yeah, he's in dock shoes today, but, you know, apparently he's not going flying.
Not going flying right now.
How do people get here? You know?
Yeah, great question. So we have a shuttle bus that runs from the main field over here to the Seablane base. There's one down at the main bus park, gate 21, and then there's another one down on the south 40. So those buses will shuttle them out here. There's just a very small fee. It's a $3 bus ride, but I promise you, if you take that trip down here, you will come back year after year after year.
That's a round trip fee.
Right? That is a round trip fee.
So that's pretty cheap in this day.
That's right. You know,
and it's about a, what, 15-minute ride
out? Yeah, give or take. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Depending on the traffic. And you get dropped out front, and you do this nature walk through the woods.
Correct, yes. Yeah.
And arrive at this beautiful waterfront.
And when you come through from the bus trail down at the waterfront, the first thing you see is our welcome sign to the Seablane base. And there's a wonderful Boss 182 sitting on our dock right over there at the Whip Air stand. It's the very first thing you see, and it is the epitome of welcome. Welcome to the Oshkosh Seablane base.
Got a big 350 horsepower motor on it, too. It has me drooling every time I come by.
Me too. Someday.
Someday. So, you know, if you're thinking about coming out here and you think, well, geez, I'm going out to the Seablane base, maybe I ought to eat before I come out here. Probably don't need to.
Don't need to.
You always have good food vendors out here.
That's right. And our food vendor this year, for the last couple of years, they have a phenomenal spread. Not only do you have the opportunity to get food, one of the things the Seablane base offers to people is relaxation. It is so different over here. It is so chill, for lack of better words.
Oh, it definitely is.
We have the pontoon tour free, that you can go out into our mooring field and get up close and personal in what is our flight line.
Well, this is... I said to somebody, hey, I'm going out to Margaritaville. And they're like, Margaritaville? I haven't seen that on the grounds. I said, well, it's not on the grounds. It's out at the Seablane base, because this place is just like a real Margaritaville.
That's right.
I don't know if you can get margaritas out here, but, you know.
I don't know if I've found any yet.
I heard steel drums playing earlier, and it was just the ambiance is just very, you know, island-like, very chill.
It's very hard to describe exactly, you know, what this place is, but it is truly magical. And actually, Tom Popperesny coined this EAA's best-kept secret.
And how long has the Seaplane Base been in operation?
Yeah, so the Seaplane Base was founded in 1949. And when EAA moved here in the 70s, shortly after that in the early 80s is when the Seaplane Base became an official EAA Seaplane Base.
Okay, and how does that work? Like the Seaplane Base, this is not a Seaplane Base year-round.
Ah, great question, yes. Yeah. So this property is actually privately owned. The owners are extremely generous and allow EAA to utilize this beautiful piece of property right here on Lake Winnebago, where we have five different docks that we can service aircraft at. We're able to fuel airplanes right here on site. We're our own little mini hub here of the convention.
And unlike a lot of seaplane bases that are year-round, this is a special-use seaplane base for, you know, 2 weeks out of the year.
That's it.
It's pretty unusual.
It's very unusual, and it's just such an unbelievable experience to be part of it.
Well, we're excited to come out here every Saturday and enjoy the ambiance. It's a great way. This is the last day for my show for On the Fly, and I love coming out here to wrap up the week because it is like tuning down. It's very relaxing, a very chill atmosphere. We're going to come back and talk more seaplane stuff here. What have we got lined up for the rest of the show?
Yeah, wonderful. So we have one of my point operations co-chairs is going to be on with us, who's also a seaplane pilot. I have my office administrator, who is just absolutely wonderful. She's going to be coming on as well. And then last but not least, I have three young ladies that have grown up here at the Seaplane Base. So we'll talk about their experience here.
Awesome. Shane Albers, chairman of the Seaplane Base. Jay Monchi, we're on the fly. We're out here. If you haven't been out to Seaplane Base, today is your opportunity, and tomorrow too. But get on the bus, head out here, and join us. You're listening to EA Radio.